Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Wicker. Most of our audience knows as the former head of Haynes in distribution. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good to catch up with you. I wanted to talk to you. I saw you at Domatex, and it was your first trip. I want to talk about your observations at that show. Before we get into that, though, just to follow today's news, a couple news items that are pretty interesting. Two things. One is that Haynes, your former company, and you were there, I guess, about 14 years, has announced that they're exiting Bravo Services. That's pretty interesting.
Right. Well, Haynes has been in the news quite a bit lately, between the announcement of its strategic alliance with Belknap, the announcement that Armstrong has parted company with William H. Byrd in the Southeast, and has now moved that business over to Haynes, and now this statement about Bravo. You know, I think it's indicative of Haynes on the move and a lot of good things happening over there. But, yeah, so Bravo has 14 members in North America. And, you know, they pay dues. They have a fund. They do a lot of good work together, benchmarking, working with Danzig on IT-type projects, sharing inventory, having some deals with suppliers, multiple members having deals with suppliers, that kind of thing. And its first full-time director over the last, I guess, about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every member makes their choice as to whether they want to stay with it and whether or not they get value out of it. And, you know, does it fit with their strategy? I can't speak to what Haynes is doing or why it did it. Obviously, it's not my place.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't come as a complete shock. And it certainly doesn't mean the end of Bravo.
No, I'm sure. And let me just tell you, one of the reasons I bring this up is I have great conversations with you. You kind of get it. You see the whole picture. And another big news item today is another dimension and factor in the business is that Home Depot's announced their year-end results, and their comp store sales are, you know, up 6%. So they're, you know, they're beating the growth of the flooring business. You've just got to wonder on share take, and we'll look further into this, you know, whether they're selling more flooring on a year-over-year basis than some of the other channels.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we can speak to that as one of the largest, most significant changes going on, particularly as it relates to the residential remodel channel, and those changes are accelerating. So, again, it's not surprising news that they're growing at a faster rate, and they do not speak generally to their flooring product category sales specifically. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but they often speak to it as it being above or below the average.
Right.
And more often than not, it is above or at.
Right.
And so if they're growing at 5 to 6 and occasionally 7% in a quarter, then the floor covering is growing at that rate. And that is, in some cases, it could be twice as fast as what's actually happening in that channel and floor covering growth.
Okay, well, let's do in a second move toward your observations at Domatex. The first time you went over there, but first, you know, I guess a good question my audience may wonder is: you left Haynes about a year ago. What have you been doing with your time, and why did you go to Domatex?
Well, I've been having some fun, and I'm partially just taking time to enjoy myself and my family and traveling, and then the other part of the time I'm really networking to find my next challenge or challenges. And. And I'm doing some advisory consulting work along the way. Not all of it in flooring. In fact, most of it is knots in other kinds of industries, manufacturing and distribution, global and domestic. So I'm very busy. So why Domatex? I actually had interviewed with a company in chemical distribution, UK-based, and setting up shop over here in the U.S., and I was on a plane returning. And I happened to see an ad from Domatex, and I'm thinking, well, you know, there's plenty of people in the floor covering industry who could probably use my skills as well. So then I started thinking about, well, maybe I should go over to Domatex. I like Europe, and I had another trip scheduled to the UK. So I put in a trip to Hanover at the same time. So there I was.
Yeah. Okay. It's a big show, and it's interesting. I mean, it's a global show. So give us just a couple of your key observations from being there for the first time.
Number one, it's big. Yeah. It's bigger than surfaces. Mm-hmm. And number two, it is solely about floor covering, unlike surfaces, which, you know, the as the industry consolidated, floor covering surfaces expanded, the floor covering along with the Stone Expo group put the two together to give it more bulk, and obviously for, at the time, I think it was the Handling Group to make more money. I think they've been acquired since. But anyway, so here we have it. We've got this show, but it's not all about floor covering as we think of it. Those of us who are probably listening to this interview. Dometex is, though. I was also impressed with the, well, I guess you call it the power, the strength, whatever, of the European manufacturers. I mean, over here, we see our domestic manufacturers. We see some of the Europeans and some of those from China, Japan, Asia. But over there, you just get a different view of the world. And it was restructured recently, I think first time in 12 years, to make room for LVT. And put it in a different spot than it normally is. So
actually, it's LVT and hard surface. I mean, you know, the show, if you look at the history of the show over 30 years, you know, it started as a rug show, then it's mostly carpet and what they call textiles. And that's what Dometex, the text in the end of that, is around textiles. And so they reformatted to allow for, I guess, more hard surface. And as you know, there was a whole hall devoted to multi-layered flooring and LVT. And I think there were 65 different companies there. And just to mirror one of the observations you made, you know, over here in a consolidated marketplace, we hear from obviously the big two, but, you know, if you go down to the next level, there's maybe 15 players that sell most of what you have here. And it's amazing to go to Dometex to see in the global business how many more producers there are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the variety of products and the amount of innovation that goes on. You know, while there's innovation that takes place in our country, a lot of floor covering innovation, it seems, has either come from Europe or from someplace in Asia, China. But I was really struck particularly by the multi-layer, which is really, I guess, the terminology you should be using, the multi-layer category of flooring products and the amount of innovation going on, the number of people in the game and names that we're not typically familiar with very large stands and a big presence over there. It was very impressive.
Yeah, you know, you were making an observation with me, and I want to make sure we point out in this interview, is that there's basically three types of flooring out there, and it's either going to be the real thing or an imitation of it. I thought it was very interesting.
Right.
I'm going to mirror what you said. It's natural wood, or it's natural tile and stone, or it's textured soft. You know, and I had a presentation somebody gave, I set in recently, and they're talking about in the home how that's being split up. So, you know, there's three fundamental looks that are, you know, that are out there. So it's real interesting to see that. Okay, Bruce, we've about run out of time. I got another huge question. Hopefully we can cover this in a short period of time. As we look back to this country and we look at how flooring products are sold, you know, you were an expert in distribution, and then we talked about Home Depot, and there's these other category killers. You know, what's the future looking like for how the consumer is going to get their flooring product?
Well, I think the online presence is going to continue to evolve and slowly grow, but if you look at it right now, the independent dealer has been in a state of slow erosion. That has accelerated beginning in the last couple of years and will continue. The mega retailers are growing well above the market growth rate in residential remodel, twice or in some cases, like a Floor and Decor, three times the rate or more. So the independent floor covering dealer in the residential remodel space has a tough road ahead. And then if you take a look at the product category, the multi-layer floor covering we were just speaking of is going to continue to evolve and continue to eat up market share. And it is right now probably between LVT, LVP, and multi-layer, it's probably about two-thirds to three-quarters of the growth of floor covering annually. So, I mean, those are some very big changes.
Yeah, it's going to be some interesting dynamics to watch. And, you know, the independent retailers still, for those that are on top of their game, some of them are doing well, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not going away, and so I wouldn't want to leave anyone with that opinion, but I think they just got challenges.
Okay, Bruce, great to talk to you and get your observations. Again, been talking to Bruce Wicker, former CEO at Haynes and an executive in the business. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.